This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Scotland Outdoors Podcast from BBC Radio Scotland.
Hello and thank you for joining us on the Scotland Outdoors Podcast. I'm Ewan McElraith, and this week we were delighted to join our broadcasting colleagues from the Celtic nations for a celebration of birdsong. Sunday was International Dawn Chorus Day, and just after midnight, outside broadcasting trucks quietly crept into locations across Northern and Southern Ireland, Wales, Cornwall, the Isle of Man, and of course, Scotland. They were joined by presenters, experts and technicians, all linked with the joy of birdsong to bring a truly unique wildlife experience to the world. I was in the northeast of Scotland, closest to the rising sun, so in theory our dawn chorus would be the first. But the whole annual event was the brainchild of Derek Mooney from RTE in Ireland, who hosted the programme throughout the night from his location in the gentle rain, just outside Cork.
And a very good morning to you, and welcome to the annual broadcast of the Dawn Chorus on RTE Radio 1 and on RTE Lyric FM, live from Kuskiddy Marsh Nature Reserve on the Great Island in Cork Harbour in Cove, in County Cork. Well, this morning we are celebrating the Celtic Dawn Chorus. So at this point, I want to say a very good morning to listeners on BBC Radio Foyle, BBC Radio Ulster, BBC Radio Wales, BBC Radio Scotland, and BBC Radio Cornwall for the first time. So good morning to you and our friends on the Isle of Man. Well, can I just tell you that it's 7 minutes past four now, British and Irish time. That would be 7 minutes past five, Central European time. So wherever you're listening to us, thank you for joining us. We hope you enjoy the morning. Where we are now, we're just going to open some of the microphones. Our sound engineers, Damien Gammigan and Mick McLaughlin, are some 100 metres or so away from us, just so there's no interference on the microphones from any of the machinery we have. But let's have a listen to the soundscape here at the moment. So that's our stream, Jim Wilson.
That's right.
You can call in the habitats, Jim, if you would.
Yeah, we've got a stream, got lovely little babbling brooks, I suppose you might call them, coming down from the hillsides here. And you can just hear the water. Sometimes we might get a grey wagtail turning up there later on. But it's all very quiet.
No bird yet.
No.
Oh!
There we go.
Moorhen.
Moorhen. So is that the first bird of the dawn chorus? Certainly in Ireland.
The first live to the world. That moorhen mightn't know it, but it is now famous. There's mallard.
Yeah.
Mallard.
Well, the moorhen woke it up.
There you go. Now, there might be an otter. We've had otter before on the program.
I hate to say it. I saw a dead otter as I was driving down. Some car had hit it.
The poor things. So we might get an otter, and that might have been swimming along, and they just disturbed them a little bit.
So we can safely say that the moorhen was the first bird in Ireland this morning singing where we are. So now let's go to Scotland and say a very good morning to our old friend, Ewan McElraith. Hello, Ewan.
Good morning, Derek. I must put you out your misery. Your moorhen was impressive, but we had a robin kicked off about 3:30 this morning. Oh. We're at Inchgarth Water Reserve. I've got Ian Broadbent with me, and what you're hearing, Ian, is an Aberdeen Dawn Chorus.
Yeah, that's the herring gull. It's a bird that's almost synonymous with Aberdeen. It's a bird that we see quite a lot of here. It's kind of drowning out the robin that we've got singing just to the side of us.
Because we've got a wren as well just above us. We had a
a tawny owl a couple of seconds ago. It's beginning to kick off, but presumably these herring gulls, lovely as they are, will move on and leave us some peace.
Yeah, so we're hoping to hear some of the woodland specialities and some of the birds in the wet pasture just to the east of the reservoir. We're just less than 3 miles from the centre of Aberdeen, so it's very much a semi-urban site, just on the outskirts of the city. And we've got a really special bird called the grasshopper warbler that we're hoping to hear a bit later.
Because this isn't competitive at all. We'd hope to have a grasshopper warbler. Just, Derek, another couple of things that are going on. Just north of us is Lochinvar Beg, where we've got cranes sitting on eggs as we speak for the first time for about 400 years. This is a delightful... It's not even a reservoir, a nature reserve, is it?
No, it's a Scottish water reservoir. It's a drinking water reservoir. Just nestles into the side of the River Dee, which is one of the two rivers that flow into the sea at Aberdeen.
Well, there you go, Derek. I mean, I'll let you listen to this. I mean, some people hate herring gulls, but it's a lovely sound.
No, I don't. No, I don't at all.
And the herring gulls in Aberdeen are incredible because they know when Aberdeen Football Club, who pay at Pittodrie, they'll be here 3 minutes before half-time to get the pies that are left by the supporters.
That's the same everywhere.
I think we'll go to BBC Wales for the moment and we'll say good morning to Daniel Jenkins-Jones. Daniel!
Diolch yn fawr iawn, Derek. Thank you very much. A chroeso cynnes iawn ato ni fan hyn ar BBC Radio Wales ac yn erbennig i warchodfa natur Ynys Hir ar RSPB. Welcome to BBC Radio Wales and, well, welcome in particular to a very special part of the world in a very special country, of course, because Ewan has already started the competition here on the Dawn Chorus. We're here today at the RSPB's Ynys Hir Nature Reserve. It really is a magical place, and we're lucky enough to be here at a magical time of the day too, the best time of day. You've already mentioned that you've got a little bit of rain there. You can probably hear on our microphones here that the rain has already arrived and is here. But the good news is mild, it's not too heavy at the moment, this rain, and hopefully, fingers crossed anyway, the birds won't mind too much and they put on a good show for us. I feel really, really lucky to be back with you again this year, this morning, on the Dawn Chorus programme, the Celtic Dawn. But it's even luckier that I got company here at Ynys Hir too, because we all know that experiences of nature are improved when you can share them with somebody, aren't they? And I've got Tara Ocon back, for those of you who remember listening to the show last year. Tara's with us for the first time last year. Ecologist, artist, top bird watcher, and a good friend as well. Tara, bore da, good morning to you.
Bore da.
What kind of species are we hoping to find here today?
So we're hoping to hear some woodland species, hopefully a pipe flycatcher and a red start. We know that a wood warbler's in the valley around us, but we know that they're a little bit later getting to this area, so we're not sure that we'll hear those today. But hopefully we'll get some things like wrens and robins, all the birds that you're all familiar with as well. We actually heard a moorhen first as
yes.
well. That was our first bird on the Dawn Chorus as well. So we've actually been hearing a moorhen. So hopefully we'll get a little bit of a little grebe whinnying as well. Maybe a black cap. And hopefully a grasshopper. Not a grasshopper, really, a garden warbler. So hopefully we'll get one of those as well.
It's quite dark here. Well, it's very dark here at the moment. But we look forward in anticipation to having some very special birds to bring to you very shortly.
Thank you very much indeed, guys. Let's say hello now to David Maxwell in BBC Radio Ulster. David.
Good morning from a remarkable island. I'm on Rathlin, Derek, which is 6 miles off the northeast coast of Northern Ireland, our only inhabited island. It's 6 miles long, just 1 mile wide. It has a population of about 150 people. And you were talking about numbers earlier. Well, those people are far outnumbered by seabirds, especially at this time of year. Now, I'm at Rathlin West Light at the moment. Ships avoid it, of course, as they do to all lighthouses around our coast, but it is a beacon for birders, which is why the RSPB Seabird Centre is here. Many, many people flocking here at this time of year to see all sorts of seabirds. many wanting to see the puffin, of course, which arrived here just in the last few weeks. Liam McFall is from the RSPB. He lives here on the island, always has. This is a remarkable place, and we are just on top of cliffs here. There's a sheer drop below us. As I look down, the sea is foaming, and many birds are finding their home on these cliffs. In fact, they're not very far away from us, Liam.
No, that's right. There's some of the fulmars here just about 10 metres away, just below the platform we're standing on. But it is a remarkable viewing platform, this, how it's projected out from the cliffs, and you're one third of the way down this 300-foot cliff looking out on these massive basalt sea stacks. And they're just starting to come into view as the daylight comes now. And you can see every so often being illuminated by the flash of the light. It's a red light, quite unusual. And we can see the first guillemots being lit up there when the flash comes through. Things are just starting to stir up a bit here now.
Yeah,
let's have a listen.
Yeah,
that's starting to chirp.
Let's have a listen, Liam, because we're just, as you say, beginning to hear some sounds.
That's a oyster catcher down there on the go early. He's looking for his breakfast.
Thank you very much indeed, David. Liam Loftus is on the Mullet Peninsula, and I believe you've got a bird for us, Liam.
Yes, that's right. We're just here at the in Borhov in the Mullet Peninsula, and we have a corncrake calling beside us here. I'm just going to hold the microphone there if you can hear him. Is that coming through okay for you?
It is coming through loud and clear, Liam. Well done. It's great to have a corncrake.
Yeah, Cracks, the Latin name there, that wonderful, wonderful call or song that it has there. A very scarce bird now in Ireland. So just to let our listeners know where the Mullet Peninsula is, it's a remote peninsula. It's off in County Mayo, so it's in the northwest of Ireland. And these are probably the westernmost corncrakes in all of the world. So that's a real privilege to be hearing that.
Gone quiet for the moment. Liam, we'll come back to you a little bit later on. But as I mentioned earlier, BBC Radio Cornwall are joining us for the first time this year, and we're delighted to say good morning to Naomi Kennedy. Good morning, Naomi.
Mitten da, as we say in Cornwall. Good morning. Oh, we're so delighted to be joining with you this morning. We're here at Cardinham Woods, which is a Forestry England place right in the heart of Cornwall, right in the centre, close to the Glynn Valley. And that gives you a little idea of the kind of area I'm standing near. Now it stretches right up. We've got lots of conifers and oaks and alders here, but then it stretches, if you walk downhill, you get right down near a stream, which of course brings a whole new side of things to what kind of birds we're going to be seeing here today. Now I'm a complete novice with this, so you can imagine I got the van here this morning set up, got my camping chair out, my packed breakfast, I got my knitting out, my blanket, my hot water bottle, and then it started to rain. And so that, I think, will delay things a little bit this morning for when the birds come out, because at the moment it seems absolutely silent, although we did have our first bird, which was a cockerel, nearby. Now, I don't think that counts, does it? That's more of a farm animal. So I think we'll discard that one. And we'll.
I suppose the Queen would argue it does.
It is a bird.
Well, I guess. Yeah, it's woken
but
a few things
up. But you count it as part of the dawn chorus.
You would count it as part of the dawn chorus.
So there you are, Naomi. Yeah. You're sorted.
Well, there we go. Then I was thinking we were really bronze medal compared to some of the others I've been listening to this morning from the other Celtic nations. But we will catch up, I'm sure, as soon as dawn starts a little bit later on, because it's really dark at the moment. I'm going to ask my guest, I can't even see where he is. Here he is, Chris Mason. He's a ranger here at Cardinham Woods. It's beautiful here. I come here quite a lot with the family, and there's lots actually hidden away and more to see, especially when it comes to the birds. What kind of things will we be hearing, hopefully, fingers crossed, a little later on?
Yes, hopefully. Within the next hour, we'll be hearing like the commoner garden birds that you'll find at home, like the robins, the song thrushes, the blackbirds. But then here we've got the sort of like the more specialist birds, where you have the chiffchaffs, the willow warblers, the black caps, which are all got lovely songs, and they should hopefully be starting singing in the next hour.
Yeah, it will indeed. And don't worry about the rain. I remember one year it rained here so heavily that I actually cried because we had so much riding on it. And I thought, we're not going to hear a single bird sing. I'm actually telling the truth. Yeah. And then the birds sang. The rain is not going to stop them from singing. And it is what it is. So, Naomi, thank you very much. We'll come back to you again shortly. But let's head back to Scotland now. Ewan McElraith. Ewan.
Hi, Derek. We were talking about the grasshopper warbler. You might have to listen carefully to this. What we're listening for you.
So, if you look in the dictionary, the word enigmatic, you'll probably see a grasshopper warbler next to it. This is a little brown bird that migrates to Africa and back. It goes to Africa for the winter. Lives in these sort of wet pastures and makes this tremendous sound. The Latin name for this group of bird is Locustella. So insect-like or locust-like, but some people think it sounds a bit more like a freewheeling bicycle wheel. Well, I hope your listeners can hear that. It's a bit like nature's hearing test. So it's at such a high frequency that as people's hearing deteriorates, sometimes you lose those upper frequencies. And I can be standing here next to my father, for instance, and he'll say, well, there's nothing there. And you say, well, can't you hear that? and there it is. He actually went to the hearing aid shop with a recording of grasshopper warbler and said, well, I'm not buying your hearing aid until you can prove to me that I can hear grasshopper warbler through this thing.
Right, well, here's a Celtic Dawn Chorus hearing test. I'll just let this run for a couple of seconds, Derek, and see if you can pick it out.
Sure.
The very rapid ticking, I can hear it there, all right. A little machine.
I can't hear
it. Am I
hearing aid?
There is something machine-like about it, and they'll sing for minutes and minutes at a time, just that same note, and it's quite far carrying. We've got probably three or four birds here at Inchgarth. Trying to battle above the sound of the herring gulls, but we've also got things like song thrush and blackbird have started up, and it's starting to get quite light here now.
I tell you, Derek, there was a very nervous northeast bird recorder beside me this morning because he was under a lot of pressure to produce the grasshopper warbler, but we've done it. So now a box ticked.
It's such a hard bird to see, isn't it? That sound is really the only indication of them that you know they're in the area.
I actually can't.
Yeah, no, it's there, I promise you, Derek. Yeah, this ticking sound. And what they do is they sing, they have their mouths wide open and they'll turn their heads from side to side, and it totally changes where the sound is coming from. So even pinpointing where that bird is really difficult. They're real ventriloquists. Yeah. So great to have that in the Dawn Chorus.
Another description is fishing reel.
Yes.
Some fish, those who go fishing might hear, there's that little ratchet click and it's a tick, tick, tick. And it's very like it too, but we don't have them here on the reserve. We've had them on the island, but only passing through. But you move away to, you know, bogland, you know, moorland areas not far from here, and you have a good chance of hearing them. They've been heard already in the county.
Ewan, thank you for that. Let's go to the Isle of Man now and say good morning to Tim Earle. Hello, Tim.
Good morning, Derek. And welcome to the Insomniac Island. I've beaten everybody this morning. Even when we were doing the sound check at 2:45, there were oyster catchers squawking away in front of me. I'm on the Langness Peninsula, which is in the very south of the island, overlooking Castletown Bay and the ancient capital of the Isle of Man, Castletown. And silhouetted by it is a bird bath, a huge granite bird bath 5 feet high, which is a memorial to a chap called Henry Maddock. And Henry set up the very first bird reserve on the Isle of Man in the 1930s. He was a chief constable of the island, a distinguished military man, and I'm sitting overlooking his memorial and the salt marsh where the oyster catchers have been squawking away. But I've also had a little bit of Dawn Chorus here. I've had that beautiful fluting call of the ringed plover that's down here in front of me, declaring its its territory. Behind me is a ruined farmhouse and a golf course, which you might think is not a very good idea for a wildlife programme, but this is Castletown Golf Course. It's one of the top 100 golf courses in Britain and Ireland, and it's managed with wildlife in mind. There are ravens nesting right next to one of the fairways, choughs nest just north, just south of it, and the place is alive with wax caps and other mushrooms in the autumn time. It's a very good course. So I'm absolutely surrounded by wildlife here. To my right, I can see the airport, which is kind of drowning out the dawn. I can just about see the salt marsh now, so it's starting to get light. My hoped-for bird for you all is the sedge warbler.
Oh, yeah.
We get sedge warblers in the bushes round here on migration. They drop in exhausted after coming up from who knows where, how far south. Given a half an hour after dawn or so, they start singing away. Now, the sedge warbler is the Pavarotti light. That's because it knows it's a warbler, but it can't really sing very well. But when it does sing, it
you know
sings
it's there.
Phenomenal panache. Yeah, you know it's there, all right.
You know it's there. It was one of our earliest, sorry, it was our first bird many years ago,
wasn't it,
Jim?
Yeah, we had it not long after midnight, actually, and it decided to give a burst
going the whole
song.
Night.
Yeah,
but, we'll come back to you shortly, Tim. Thank you very much indeed. Let's go to no, he's not in Greystone. He's in County Wicklow, though, definitely. I'm not sure exactly where Eric is in County Wicklow. Eric Dempsey, good morning.
Good morning, Derek, and how are you?
Very good, sir.
Well, it has been raining here quite a lot, and in the last 20 minutes, it has just eased off just in time. I'm in the Garden of Ireland, Derek, in County Wicklow, a dub kidnapped and brought to Wicklow, and I'm still here. I'm just 1 kilometre in from the coast, and right beside East Coast Nature Reserve, the wonderful Birdwatch Ireland Reserve there. I'm living in a wonderful area. I'm about 2 kilometres south of the small little village of Newcastle. And I am basically in a rural garden. And what I am hoping for this morning, Derek, is a woodpecker. We have a great spotted woodpecker that is in every day feeding on our peanut feeders. It's a male, and this male has been in throughout the whole winter. Last year, the male brought in 3 chicks into our garden, which was quite something. But in the last week or two, we have a beautiful big old oak tree in the southern corner of our garden, and he has been drumming on that oak tree. And I have my outside mic pointed at that oak tree, and I am crossing my fingers that perhaps, just perhaps, he will put on a performance this morning.
Well, hopefully he will. Now, let's go to Terran Ure, Dublin 6 West, and say good morning to Aina Nilana. Aina.
Good morning, Derek. How are you doing?
All good.
Welcome to Dublin, where it is just beginning to brighten in the sky, although there's so much ambient light in Dublin, you wouldn't know whether it was the dawn or the street lights, but it is the dawn. I'm looking east, and it's much paler over there. It has been raining, it has stopped, and it's extremely windy, actually. So hopefully this won't blow my microphone to bits out on it. But I can hear a blackbird. The blackbird has started. And, of course, this being a suburban area, we're looking at gardens with hedgerows around them. We have a large tree, I'm sorry to say, in the next-door neighbour's garden with a big magpie's nest in it. And that generally keeps the birds that are just in my garden quiet for a while. But in the distance I can hear the blackbird. Now I'll hold out the microphone and maybe we can all hear it.
Now this is the beauty of this programme as well. You're straining your ears to listen to the birds singing. We'll come back later, Aina. When it pipes up a little bit louder, we'll talk to you about it. I want to go now to County Limerick and say good morning to Hannah Quinn Mulligan.
I'm very well, thank you. And it's completely the fault, it's going to sound mad, but we have timed the dawn chorus for the same day as is quite traditionally superstitious in farming culture. And we are on my farm here in County Limerick. So usually on May Eve, on the 1st of May, farmers go around with a bottle of holy water to ward off the fairies. So I'm blaming the fairies on what happened earlier.
That's okay.
If they don't make another appearance, I'm hoping to track down the cuckoo for you here in our farm. So
Oh, lovely. We're
nestled next to 90 acres of ancient woodland. It's all hazel, it's all ash, it's never been touched. And the corner of our farm that I'm on is home to barn owls, and we've recently had kestrels return as well. And even when I came out at 3:30 this morning, the screech of a barn owl followed me out. So fingers crossed, we get to hear cuckoo. I have heard him. He's down in the bog. I heard him on Tuesday. So he's here early on to make his presence felt for all the other males in the neighbourhood. So hopefully he's found a mate, and we'll hear him making another call now early on this morning. So fingers crossed.
Let's go back to Scotland and say hello again to Ewan McIlwain.
Hi guys. It's beginning to get light here. It's quite atmospheric. It's really misty, foggy, har. The herring gulls thankfully are leaving the loch, and we'll get that peace and quiet. There's the rookery, they're just starting to get out. We've seen a couple of roe deer just sneaking through the woods, and there's some bats patrolling just above us. Ian, you've got quite a few. We're in a kind of shrubby bit at the west end of the reservoir. What are we hearing now?
So we've heard our first chiffchaff this morning, and chiffchaff is one of the earlier migrants that show up here, and it seems to be getting earlier as well.
And it's the world's most boring bird, isn't it?
Oh, I wouldn't say that at all, no.
I know a song that'll drive you mad. Chiff-chaff, chiff-chaff, chiff-chaff.
Well, it's easy to remember, isn't it? If you're just trying to start out birding and learning your bird song, chiff-chaff is a really nice one to get started with. And, normally we start hearing our chiff-chaffs in mid-March, but we're starting to get more birds that actually spend the winter here. In the UK, we have wintering chiffchaffs even as far north as Aberdeen here. So it's getting a little bit more and more difficult to tell the wintering birds from the summer migrants.
You always feel a bit sorry for it though, because it thinks it's a warbler, and it's got this horrible song.
well, it is a warbler. The close relative that you'll hear here as well is the willow warbler. And they look virtually identical, but of course they've got very, very different songs. The chiffchaff here—it's got that bouncy sort of note. Willow warbler. I always think it sounds a little bit like a drunken guy wobbling down the stairs.
And you thought you heard a black cap as well?
Yeah, there was a black cap here just singing by the outside broadcast truck actually. And again, black caps, one of these summer migrants that are spending, we're getting more and more records in our gardens in winter. Again, it's getting more and more difficult to tell the wintering birds from the true Mediterranean migrants.
A great place to learn your bird song. We haven't actually seen anything of a pheasant in the background, but you're getting the sound all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. At this time of the day, all your birding's done with your ears. And I said yesterday, it opens up such a world to you if you can start to learn and identify some of the things that you're hearing.
It's quite difficult. How do you focus in on that? I mean, I kid you not, Derek, Ian's been standing here with both ears cupped and listening intently. Are you trying to filter out the wall of noise?
Yeah, absolutely. And things like the grasshopper warbler that we were trying to listen for earlier. If you cup your ears, just put your hands behind your ears, you'll notice the difference, and you'll get the sounds more clearly.
Right, OK, let's have a wee listen, see if we can hear the chiff-chaff. Blackbird kicking in there as well.
So that's your chiff-chaff there.
Chiff-chaff, blackbird and wren going.
And I'm being horrible to the chiff-chaff, did it?
possibly my favourite thing about the song of the chiffchaffer. Chiff-chaff-chaff-chiff. It gives it the Latin name for the birds. The Latin name is Philoscopus colubita. Philoscopus means inspects the leaves, looks at the leaves. Colubita is from the old Greek for a money lender or a money changer. It's the sound of counting out the coins on a table.
Oh, wow, yeah. Oh, it's not been a wasted money after all.
There's your pheasant. Is the pheasant here or is it there? Have you got a pheasant there, Ewan?
Yeah, we've got a pheasant here. It kicks in every now and again. Two of them are just getting up. Usually they're pretty early. It's usually about 4:30, but this one's a bit late. But that chaff's really getting into it now.
And how bright is it there now?
Yeah, as I said, it's a bit foggy. It's wonderfully atmospheric, but sun's definitely up. Came up in the east, as it does most mornings here. It's romping along. It's been great so far. The robin started about 4:15, and there's just been that rolling change, as you guys were saying, about the different species. And we've got the grasshopper warbler, which was just a real icing on the cake for us so far. I mean, what else can we expect?
Well, we've got a rookery here, and we've already heard the rooks going out for the morning. Just a range of garden species. We might be hearing the willow warblers if the sun gets up a little bit more. But blackcap's one that I hope we can get your listeners onto a little bit later. The wood pigeon going.
Oh yeah,
and more pheasants. What was that?
I think it was a strangled herring gull.
Yeah, that's what it sounded like.
Yeah. Ewan and Ian, we'll come back to you. I want to go back to County Wicklow and say hello again to Eric Dempsey.
Hello, Derek. Well, there's a glimmer in the eastern sky, and already I've had wood pigeons and blackbirds, and there's a song thrush just kicking off now in the garden as well. So I'll just shut my mic off and have a listen.
Just kill our mics here at Cuscany and let's listen to Eric on its own there.
Nothing at the moment. Why do birds do this, Derek? Why do birds do this, Derek?
C'est la vie, as they say.
They do it every year to us, don't they, Derek? Wherever location we're at, they always do this to us. But as you can hear anyway, hopefully, there's quite a lot more action going on here at the moment. So what can we hear, Tara?
We've got a wren singing quite loudly to the side of us at the moment. We like to think of wrens as being Welsh because they roll their arse. They do a little bit of a practice. So they always do a nice little trill in the middle. So we've got a lovely loud wren. We've had a song thrush calling quite loudly or singing quite loudly as well. We've also got a blackbird in the distance. We've had a robin around you. We did have a little burster from the little grebe on the pool in front of us. I don't think he's playing ball at the moment, but he was calling earlier. And obviously the cuckoo, who's been calling really loudly, believe it or not, until you actually came over to us. So they do say never work with birds or children, so there we go.
We'll just go quiet just for a little bit longer, then, just to see if we can pick something else up. Ah, now then. I think you could begin. Is that a reed warbler or a sedge warbler? Now, it's that time of year when you're trying to get your ear in again with reed and sedge warblers. They'll be quiet again. Pheasant coughing.
Yes, we think it's a sedge warbler, which we certainly had one yesterday as well. There was a sedge warbler singing in front of us. And they tend to do, be a little bit more sort of all over the place than a reed warbler. So very, very similar in sound. I always think of reed warbler's rhythm, so ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch. And then the sedge warbler is a little bit like a jazz singer, like a scat singer. So it kind of does a little bit of a whistle and goes all over the place and then comes back a bit. But it's quite difficult when they, you know, when you've, when they come back as migrants, come back to the UK, sometimes it takes a little while to just get your ear in again. It's same with garden warblers and blackcaps, just to sort of distinguish between the two. But yeah, we've definitely got a sedge warbler singing by the reed bed in front of us.
Let's just listen to it again. I think that's our first chiff-chaff of the day as well.
Yeah, yes, we got a nice little chiff-chaff. I don't think they're boring. I don't know who said they were boring.
I don't know what got into you and then, Radio Scotland.
Yeah, we don't think they're boring. And also, I know Teddy was talking about blackbirds earlier. Mm-hmm. I know Dan and myself, we do a bit of nest recording, and we've actually already had blackbirds fledging in South Wales, where we are. And also song thrush. So we've already had quite a few fledged nests already. So I presume I was a little bit ahead of yours.
You were asking why the Scots think the wren is boring. We'll ask them, Ewan.
But the wren's not boring, the chiff-chaff's boring.
The chiff-chaff, sorry, come on, Eshgow. The chiff-chaff, sorry, the chiff-chaff.
Obviously upsetting the nation as well. The things that regret saying. It's a wonderful, delightful bird. We've got Ian here. We've come down the river Dee. And I'm not going to retrieve that one. I've had it. We're down in the fresh water of the Dee, and there's all kinds of things here happening, and this is a real highway we've got. Well, you tell me what we've had.
So I can hear a chaffinch just going there, but obviously we've got the chiff-chaff still going. But along the banks of the river here, we've got quite a few willow trees, and rather expectedly, you've got willow warbler as well. And this is the one that sort of wobbles drunkenly down the stairs.
Exactly.
With a splat at the bottom. We've also had a couple of dippers. I wouldn't have known they were dippers, but you suddenly picked your ears up, because normally the dipper's right low on the water, but these were up high.
Yeah, they dippers, you're right. You'd associate them with flying flat and fast, low across the water, but occasionally they get up and do these sort of lovely song flights. And we had a pair of duetting birds almost over our heads at one point.
And a red pole, or two red poles?
Yeah, red pole is an interesting one. It's on the red list of conservation concern. It's a small finch, and it's got a lovely sort of buzzy call, a trilling buzzing call, and occasionally gives off these sort of machine gun-like bursts as well.
The joy of a Celtic dawn. The magic of the Dawn Chorus. And just a delight to be part of a unique event in wildlife broadcasting. This has been the Scotland Outdoors podcast. I've been Ewan McElwraith, and I'll leave you with the stars of the dawn.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.